I am Roberta Schultz. I may have already shared with listeners just how important field guides are to the Schultz household. Not a week passes when we don't see something strange to us anyway on our 14 acres bordered by the Beltway. We have field guides for plants, field guides for mammals, field guides for birds and reptiles. I know we also have the internet, which I lovingly call consulting the oracle, but my husband requires the feel and heft of glossy pages under his fingers. So, we still go to the source when we spy something strange around the ranch house. Like a giant moth with a cross on its back, or a really big ant with red markings, or a huge mushroom-like plant with an inky umbrella. Field guides never let us down. Just a week or so ago, Gary came into my office to let me know that there were two weird birds on the front lawn behaving strangely. Within minutes, he'd located them in our field guide and identified them by feather type, color, and size as mother-child common flickers. The mama was feeding her youngster some ants or beetle larvae from our clover-filled lawn. When I backed up his identification with my own research at the Oracle, we spent the better part of the next half hour watching nature's wonder take place. We also now know who is pecking on our gutters in the morning to scare away competing birds. There's a kind of strength and connection that comes from being able to name things. That's why I was pleased to get a copy of Dan and Judy Dorson's impressive new field guide from South Limestone Books, an imprint of University Press of Kentucky. Their guide entitled Wildflowers and Ferns of Red River Gorge and the Greater Red River Basin is a boon to anyone who enjoys hiking and spending time at the gorge, a very popular destination for folks of our region year-round. First, I have to comment on the sheer beauty of the book. The cover design by Hayward Wilkerson employs a vintage book photo coupled with a flower sketch that has the effect of making the field guide look well-worn and frequently consulted. Plus, the pale green and gold color scheme punctuates the classic nature theme. Dan Dorson, who spent many years as a wildlife biologist working for the U.S. Forest Service, specializing in non-game management at Red River Gorge, opens the field guide with a prologue that details his interest in those particular creatures and plants. He credits his mother and father for aiding his journey in biology and thanks them for allowing him to keep various creatures like rat snakes, raccoons, and pigeons around their family home, until the pigeon targeted one of his mother's Tea Party pals for an emergency landing. One of the first pages offers a beautiful photo of Creation Falls Red River Gorge, along with Dorson's personal philosophy regarding how profoundly nature has affected his existence. In addition to the usual credits and acknowledgments one might expect from a field guide for a particular region, the Dorsons include several contributed articles about the history, culture, and geology of the Red River Basin. Johnny Faulkner discusses the prehistory back 13,000 years. Alan Cornett writes about the cultural aspects of more recent settlers, and Hallard Lisinski shares the geology of the watershed. Following these guest contributors, there are also chapters about the ecoregions and habitats of the Red River Basin before the Dorsons delve into the diverse plant life of the gorge. I could easily envision this guide as a source text for workshops and classes in biodiversity of the area. Judy Dorson, who is also Dan's wife, has served as his field assistant at times and has acted as primary researcher and editor for several of their co-authored books, including another book I shared with listeners earlier on this show, Wild Yet Tasty, A Guide to Edible Plants of Eastern Kentucky. She's an educator, researcher, field technician, and editor. As usual, I found myself paging through the glossy photos, looking for plants I recognize, and at some very unusual ones I have never seen. The book offers a recommendation on how to use the guide, a chapter on non-flowering organisms like algae, fungi, or mushrooms, slime molds and lichens, the plant life of the Red River Basin, ferns and mosses and something called quillworts, grasses, sedges, and rushes, wildflowers, vines, shrubs, and trees. There's even a short chapter on unconfirmed plants found by some botanists and enthusiasts in the Red River Basin that seem unlikely to appear in the region, like the American shinleaf and the purple rhododendron. Any plant enthusiast on a hike through Red River Gorge will want to have this book stashed in his or her backpack. As I paged through the beautiful photos and descriptions in this field guide, I was reminded of my 6th and 7th grade teacher, Carl DeHaven. Since he hailed from Alaska, sat on his desk to read rhythmic poems to us after lunch, and actually played basketball with the older boys during recess, we gave him a nickname, Klondike. Klondike favored Ichabod Crane in physique and was the source of much ridicule and discussion among the more staid members of our faculty at Grants Lick Elementary, but we loved him for his gangly cartoon appearance and abundant enthusiasm for life and learning. For the summer between 6th and 7th grade, he actually gave us homework for science. We were charged with finding, pressing, and identifying as many leaves and wildflowers as we could find between May and August, and placing them in a little field guide of our own making. About half of what I know and can name about plants in our area, I owe to that assignment. I agree with Dorson's assessment of our relationship to nature when he says, all life on Earth is a result of an astronomical number of chance encounters. Consequently, life is an extraordinary privilege. But life with consciousness is without a doubt our single greatest endowment, taking human existence to unparalleled levels of understanding. End quote. I believe that those levels of understanding to which Dorson refers begin with learning how to name and cherish what lives around us. You can find a link to the beautiful and extensive field guide, Wildflowers and Ferns of the Red River Gorge and the Greater Red River Basin, by Dan and Judy Dorson at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.